Why risk slowing down your business? Office Depot can help with office supplies, furniture, and the latest technology. Office Depot, taking care of business. Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. There are times when reason carries the mind no further, when the mind drifts from the rational across the penumbra of the absurd. And that is where the leadership of the U.S. Senate now resides. What many once regarded as the world's greatest deliberative body looks more like a clamorous bazaar in which senators feverishly hawk duplicity and deceit as bright jewels of public policy. So-called comprehensive immigration reform is just a bauble, and buyer beware. Most beguiling among those merchants of mendacity, none other than Senator Edward M. Kennedy, who's been peddling his wares at the Senate bazaar for more than four decades. Kennedy's counterfeit immigration views reach all the way back to his championship of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965. In signing that legislation into law, President Lyndon Johnson promised it would not be revolutionary nor affect the lives of millions, even as it overturned 60 years of U.S. immigration policy of national origin quotas and led to the creation of explosive chain migration. Then, 21 years later, President Ronald Reagan signed into law amnesty for more than 3 million illegal aliens who had entered the country. President Reagan promised the new employer sanctions put into place then would, quote, remove the incentive for illegal immigration by eliminating the job opportunities, end quote, and that the law's amnesty provision would allow millions who were hiding in the shadows to, quote, step into the sunlight. And now, another 21 years later, we hear the same language as the pro-amnesty and open borders advocates demand that American citizens ignore our history, ignore reason, and the national interest. They are again marketing the same false assurances about border enforcement and insist there will be no social or economic cost to the taxpayer or the nation. More than four decades of disruptive and destructive immigration policy initiatives should be a sufficient history lesson for all of us. The essential truth is clear. We cannot reform immigration law until we control immigration, and we cannot control immigration until we control our borders and our ports. This president and the congressional Democratic leadership refuse to recognize that reality and will not honor that truth. President Bush and Senator Kennedy pass for political stars in our tortured times, and that is sad enough. But if we follow the course they've set, true tragedy awaits us, and the fault will be ours. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with the next podcast. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to email me at lou@loudobbsradio.com.